Welcome to The Author Show, where we present new authors and books. From fiction to self-help and everything in between, you'll find it all here. To watch the TV version of our program, visit AuthorsWebTV.com. That's AuthorsWebTV.com. And now, let the show begin with your hosts, Don McCauley and Danielle Hampson.
Hello and welcome back to the show. This is your host, Don McCauley. Today we're welcoming the program author Ian Moore Moranz, and he is the author of From Poverty to Poverty, A Scotsman Encounters Canada. Ian, how are you?
I'm not so bad, Don. Thank you very much.
Good. Well, let's start with a big question. Tell us about this book, please.
Well, the book tells my life story from the time I was just about born to later on in life when I was settled down in Canada. This is where I brought in the title of the book, is From Poverty to Poverty, where I was born into poverty in Scotland, extreme poverty. I was the poorest family in town by far, and the extent I was living at and when I came to Canada wasn't much better because I had a wife and two children to look after at the time, and the situation wasn't very good.
So who did you write this book for specifically?
Going through a little bit of grocery shopping for my wife, my late wife, that is, I'd be going through the checkout and I'd be talking to the cashier behind the counter, and she would twig that I was Scottish by my accent, and she'd say, "Oh, you're Scottish." Well, my grandfather was Scottish and my grandmother was Scottish, and I would ask them where they came from, and she didn't know, and I asked them where they were now, and she says, "Oh, they're both dead," like, you know. So I went home one day and I said to my wife, "That's it. I'm fed up telling people who I am and where I come from. I'm going to end up writing my life story. This way I'll be able to sit down and I'll write out my complete story, and anybody that wants to read about me can read about me."
So is there a central message or perhaps an underlying theme that you could say runs throughout this book?
The thing is that I maintain that it doesn't really matter how your circumstances were, whether you were well off or whether you were poor. It was yourself, your own mind that made the situation what it was. You ended up ignoring the bad bits and extolling the good bits, you know. So,
if you can compare this book with any book out there we might already be familiar with, which book would it be and why?
Well, when I was writing, first started the story, I was in a writer's group. I would take the pages of my writings and I'd read them at the writer's group, and they all said the same thing, that it sounded very much like Angela's Ashes. And I had never heard of this book, so I ended up buying this book and reading it. And I did determine that there was a severe lack of money in both families, his family and my family.
So why did you choose the title From Poverty to Poverty for this book?
I'd progressed in Scotland so far. I'd got married and I had a couple of children. I lived in what they called a council house in Scotland, which was a fairly decent accommodation compared to what you get today. The thing was that I couldn't find anything else that compared with my life then. It was brought up to my attention how poor we were and that kind of thing.
Now, for readers of this book who have not experienced poverty in their lives, what one word do you think they would choose to describe your book?
Oh, one word would be what my wife came up with. She called it unbelievable because she hadn't experienced poverty in her lifetime. She came from a reasonably well-to-do family in North Dakota. She couldn't believe the situation that I had lived through in Scotland when I was a young lad.
Now, this book is an autobiography. Are all the stories in it true, and are the characters all taken from real life?
They're all, everything's taken from real life, Don. There's no lies, there's nothing false about the book whatsoever. I used to wonder about people who would write an autobiography and they could install little bits in it to fill in gaps and stuff. No, I didn't need to do that. I had lots of information to put in the book.
Now, you describe your early family life as rather dysfunctional, with no one showing affection. How has this affected your adult role as husband and father?
Well, I think it's made me even more keen to be a decent father. I went out of my way to make sure I was a good father and treated my children properly and that kind of thing.
Now, what role did your membership in the Salvation Army play in your early life?
Well, it was good in the sense that I was able to fill my life with music, which I liked very much. I learned to play trumpet and I learned to play trombone. When I was in the Royal Air Force, I was in the station bands, and it also got me places that I wouldn't have gotten otherwise.
Who would you say influenced your early life the most and why?
Oh, this would be a person called Jock McMillan. He was in charge of three boys, Ian Brody, George McMillan, and myself, and he was teaching us to play a musical instrument, like cornet or trumpet or that kind of thing. He was in charge of the Salvation Army band. He was a conductor. He taught us how to behave and that kind of thing. And
what would you say would be the single greatest decision in your life that started to lift you out of poverty, and how did it do so?
The greatest decision I ever made was to join the Royal Air Force, where I got fed three meals a day, and I got a bed supplied to me, blankets, even sheets. We didn't know what sheets were when I was a boy. Sheets for a bed. I was looked after three meals a day, four if I wanted them.
Now, I know you use a lot of humor in your writing. How does this connect with the tragic circumstances you went through with the poverty?
Oh, you just had to ignore the poverty bit, that kind of thing. It was there. You knew it was there. You scraped by it, ignored it as best as you could.
What's your favorite humorous story in the book?
There's a couple that I can't mention in the recording, but there's one where my late wife and I were at a dance in Toronto, and I was standing at the edge of the dance floor with a bunch of people, and I decided to go to the bar and refresh my drink. So I said to the people there that I was going to refresh my drink at the bar, and this girl said something to me, like, you know, and when I came back, she put her arm through mine and started talking to me about getting a drink and that kind of thing. It was then that I realized that I had made a mistake. I had picked her up wrong. She was saying that she liked the way I rolled my R's. I took it that she was saying she liked the way I rolled my R's. In the Canadian, that would be ours, your arse. So I then had to get this sorted out in my head till I realized that she was saying she liked the way I rolled my arse when I spoke.
You claim that musicianship is integral to your life. How is that reflected in the book?
Well, there was so much to do with music. Usually band practices going on, different things like that filled your time up for you.
Now, your book is permeated with what you call Scottishness. Why would someone who has no Scottish connection want to read this book?
This is something that all Scots in Canada have to contend with through their living here. They get used to people liking the kilt and liking the Scottish music and liking the bagpipes and things like that. But the average Englishman doesn't have to deal with it in that fashion. We just go along and we live our life as normal as what we thought was possible. That's the way it went.
In your opinion, who should buy this book?
Well, I would say anybody can buy it. A teenager, a senior citizen, anybody can buy it and they can enjoy reading it. There's lots of good reading there for everybody.
Time is getting very short, so the most important question, where can we buy this?
Oh, I would say at the publishers. You can buy it at Friesen Press. You can buy it at Amazon. The various places in the market that you can buy.
Could you spell your name for us, please?
Morranes. That's the end of it. The beginning of it is Moore, Moore. Morranes.
Well, this has been just great. Our guest today has been Ian Moore Morans, and he is the author of From Poverty to Poverty, A Scotsman Encounters Canada. Ian, thanks very much for being with us today.
You're welcome, Don.
This is Don McCauley wrapping up another edition of The Author Show. If you're an author or know an author, learn how you can help a publisher publish you by visiting helpapublisherpublishyou.com. Each week you receive a listing of publishers, small presses, and others who may be interested in publishing your work. This is a free service of The Author Show. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit www.theauthorshow.com, fill out the form, and we may be contacting you shortly. And if you're an author, don't forget to visit Book Marketing, the author's marketing powerhouse, at www.theauthorsmarketingpowerhouse.com. We look forward to seeing you here next time on The Author Show.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. To contact us, call toll-free 1-877-877-877-877. 877-955-8800. That's 877-955-8800. Or visit theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.